There's fallout from the surprise move by the mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, to announce plans to hire a new fire chief. Springfield City Councilor Justin Hurst has publicly questioned Mayor Dominic Sarno's, quote, bizarre firing, unquote, of Fire Commissioner Joseph Conant. The at-large councilor said he's puzzled by the mayor's New Year's Day announcement that he will not be renewing Conant's contract a year from now.
I'm almost positive there must be more to it.
Sarno's announcement that he intended to search for a new leader for the city's fire department came 2 days after the mayor issued a press release in which he criticized Conant for not disciplining a deputy fire chief for failing to move to Springfield after being promoted, as required by the city's residency ordinance. Sarno has declined to expound on his reasons for notifying Conant that he will be removed as commissioner when his current 5-year contract expires in January 2018.
Decision's been rendered. Now we move forward. We want a smooth transition. I thank him for his past and continued service, and we go forward from there.
Conant has also declined to comment. Councilor Hurst said he's skeptical that Conant's refusal to discipline a subordinate over the residency issue is the reason for the commissioner's falling out of favor with the mayor.
There's some fundamental things in the ordinance that the mayor has not been supportive of. One being that, you know, it says that you're supposed to establish a commission, he certainly hasn't followed that. And so it's kind of hard, and, you know, in one instance, you know, to not follow the ordinance yourself and then to require your subordinates to follow the ordinance.
Sarno, in an interview this week, said he'd made it clear to both Conant and Police Commissioner John Barbieri that he expected the deputies who serve under them to abide by the residency requirements.
These the individuals know that you, if you have the opportunity and the honor to serve in this type of rank, residency is part of the job specification, and you should act accordingly.
The city's residency ordinance, which has been on the books since 1995, requires city employees to live in the city or move to Springfield within a year of being hired or promoted. But some employees, including rank-and-file police officers and regular firefighters, are exempt, and the mayor has the power to grant waivers. In addition, critics say the ordinance has been haphazardly enforced in the past. Efforts by the city council in the last few years to tighten the residency requirements by limiting exemptions and curtailing the mayor's authority to approve waivers have gone nowhere. Hurst also took a broadside at Barbieri, saying Sarno had, quote, fired the wrong commissioner.
I think there was much more evidence and reasons for Commissioner Barbieri's contract not to be renewed as opposed to Conant.
Hurst has been highly critical of Barbieri for not firing a detective who threatened to kill and plant drug evidence on 2 teenagers during a video-recorded jailhouse interrogation last year. Springfield City Council voted to replace the police commissioner with a 5-member board of civilians, but the change won't happen until Barbieri leaves. His current contract does not expire until 2019. Also, Sarno has said the council's action is invalid, setting up the likelihood of a lawsuit. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.